Hey dum dee da dee dum dum dee dum.
Hi, I'm Claire McCoy, the director of RubiconLine, and you're listening to a RubiconLine podcast. Today, I sat down with seniors Anya Seifer and Melina Canicuddy to discuss their experiences with outside of school choirs. Keep listening to hear what they shared.
Can you just introduce yourself, say your name, grade, pronouns, and a little bit about who you are?
I'm Melina Canicuddy. I'm a senior, and my pronouns are she, her. I like to read. I do choir outside of school. I've done it since I was 7, and I'm a swimmer.
I'm Anya Seifert. I'm a senior. My pronouns are she, her. I know this is about choir, so I've done Summit Singers Choir here at SPA for the past 2 years, and then I've done this out-of-school choir. It's with the organization Angelica Cantanti, and I've done that for the past 2 years as well.
Amazing. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with like singing.
So when I was a kid, I would run around the house and I would sing songs. So my mom decided to put me in a summer camp that funneled into this community choir in Bloomington. So I did that. I've really loved it. It brings me a lot of joy, and some of the best friends I have are from that choir.
So. Okay. Yeah. Cool. What's the choir called?
Angelica Cantanti Youth Choirs.
Okay, so you've been there, you've been at the same choir your whole, since you were 7?
Yeah, so okay. It's a second grade through 18 choir, but there's 5 different choirs within the organization.
Got it.
2 in elementary, a middle school, and then 2 high school choirs.
Okay. What do you enjoy about singing?
I think it's a really beautiful, art form. I think it's a wonderful way to tell stories, and honestly, I love singing in a choir because making music with so many people and having it sound so good is just, it's wonderful.
No, that's actually a really interesting question, because for me, singing was always something that I was kind of afraid of, because I know that I can play piano, whatever, but a lot of group activities revolve around singing. Like, you're on a road trip, you sing in the car, you do karaoke night. You know, you gotta sing. And so I was always really, I feel like I chose not to attend social events that I could have attended because I was afraid that people would judge me for my singing. So joining choir was kind of like a weird step given that context. But, you know, I've come to really enjoy it, of course. But so I've always really enjoyed music. Like, I played French horn in middle school too, but singing was never a big thing for me. It was actually a fear. The Cantanti singers went through an audition process to sing at the Midwestern ACDA conference. So ACDA is the American Choral Directors Association, and they host like a national conference, but then they also host like regional conferences. So we went to the Midwestern one, and that was in Omaha, Nebraska. So something cool about that, I think, was that it wasn't like me, it wasn't the people currently in the choir that got us there. The audition process, they took like tapes from the past 3 years of the choir, and that's how they decided, you know, like, okay, we're gonna have this choir sing. So it was like the people before us, the people before me who tried really hard, who sang really well, that like earned us that spot.
What is it like to be part of such a large community all sharing that same passion for singing?
It's really wonderful. A lot of us have been in choir since we were really young. So that in and of itself is really fun. We all know each other, we're good friends. But beyond that, people are choosing to put time and energy into going there every week and into rehearsing outside of practice. We only meet once a week for 2 to 3 hours. So it's just really beautiful to see so many people dedicated to something that they love, and then total theater kids, dancing and singing, even on the bus to different concerts and stuff.
I think something special about the choir that I'm in outside of school is that it's people doing, you know, an extracurricular choir, so it's people who really, really, truly care about singing, and we only meet 2 hours a week, and so, like, people legitimately practice throughout the week and come to choir, like, prepared to work, prepared to learn. One thing I didn't realize, I think most people in the choir are, like, musicians outside of choir, because, like, we sight read all of our music, and we, like, our choir director, he's lovely, he really emphasizes, you know, like, just go for it, right? And there's so many people in the choir. I think it's like 64 people, because there's like 8 people per voice part. I know that the people there will like back me up if I make a mistake.
The rehearsal process is intense, and it gets more intense as you get older. Now, I would say, like this Friday, I have a 5-hour rehearsal before the concert, which is on Sunday. We do 2 concerts every time we have one. So it's usually we're there for 8 hours. The concerts are only 2 hours, but the transition is a lot. No, but I really enjoy it. And the littles, they switch them out. So we have two elementary school choirs. The youngest goes first in the first concert, and then the second youngest goes first in the second concert.
What have you learned about yourself, about anything, like your values, being part of this choir?
My conductor right now, Philip Brown, he's amazing. We all love him. And he constantly tells us to relate our own life to the music. He doesn't want us to sing mindlessly, and he wants us to really feel a lot of the things that we're singing. We're singing You Will Be Found now from Dear Evan Hansen, and he makes it very clear that everyone has things in their life that they need. And it's taught me to be okay with being a little bit more introspective and like facing those things that might be harder and that we might want to tamp down. And he's been at the choir for, I want to say, 13 years. I've been there for 11. His wife, she was a lovely person. She died. She had a brain tumor. And his son was 2 or 3 at the time. And since we all knew him and we grew up with him, it's really beautiful when he brings it up and he's bringing everybody together with a shared memory. And I think that's something I'll take away, that pain can be horrible, but it can also bring people together.
Do you do choir at SPA?
I do.
Okay, and tell me what that's like. How did you decide to be in both choirs?
It's very different, mainly because at ACYC, we're very, very, very dedicated to the music, in a sense that, like, you're choosing to be there, you're choosing to give up your entire Sunday afternoon to doing that every single week. And at school, honestly, I love it because it's just you're going and you're singing and it's a break in your day and it's not quite as intense. And I think that's really beautiful too. People are there for fun and sometimes for an art credit. And yeah, I love both. And I carried through choir in high school because I do really enjoy having that break in my day for music and for less academic stress.
100%. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
I think there's a really big difference between singing like by yourself and singing in a group in a choir. For me, it was when I like showed up to Summit Singers for the first time, and like we sang our warm-ups. You're in the group. Like we sang our warm-ups for the first time, right? And like everyone like knew the stuff. Everyone was like together, and it was kind of like like these people are like really invested. People in Summit actually care about singing, right? Because it's like 7:20 a.m. Like you're only there if you want to sing. And that was, I thought that was really cool because it takes every single person there to make the sound that we produce.
Anything else you want to add that I haven't asked you about or say?
Join if you want. I mean, it's a lovely group. They're always welcome to beginners. If you're young enough, you do have to audition, but they do a great job. They teach theory, they teach reading. So yeah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear more podcasts, check out the multimedia section of Rubik Online. Again, this is Clara McCoy, director of Rubik Online, and today I spoke with Anya Seifer and Melina Canicutty.
Digging my feet into the ground like an apple tree, wanting to live with a purpose. Skin is a word, love is not a sin, people are bad, people are good.